Chapter 10. Gus Levy was a nice guy. He was also a regular fellow. He had friends among promoters and trainers and coaches and managers across the country. At any arena or stadium or track, Gus Levy could count on knowing at least one person connected with the place. He knew owners and ticket sellers and players. He even got a Christmas card every year from a peanut vendor who worked the parking lot across from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore. He was very well liked. Levy's Lodge was where he went between seasons. He had no friends there. At Christmas, the only sign of the season at Levy's Lodge, the only barometer of Yuletide spirit, was the appearance of his daughters, who descended upon him from college with demands for additional money, coupled with threats to disavow his paternity forever if he continued to mistreat their mother. For Christmas, Mrs. Levy always compiled not a gift list, but rather a list of the injustices and brutalities she had suffered since August. The girls got this list in their stockings. The only gift Mrs. Levy asked of the girls was that they attack their father. Mrs. Levy loved Christmas. Now Mr. Levy was waiting at the lodge for spring practice to begin. Gonzalez had his reservations to Florida and Arizona in order. But at Levy's Lodge, it was like Christmas all over again, and what was going on in Levy's Lodge could have been postponed until he left for the practice camps, Mr. Levy thought. Mrs. Levy had stretched Miss Trixie across his favorite couch, the yellow nylon one, and was rubbing skin cream into the old woman's face. Now and then, Miss Trixie's tongue would flap out and sample a bit of cream from her upper lip.
"I'm getting nauseous from watching that," Mr. Levy said. "Can't you take her outside? It's a nice day."
"She likes this couch," Mrs. Levy answered. "Let her have some enjoyment. Why don't you go outside and wax your sports car?"
"Silence!"
Miss Trixie snarled with the stupendous false teeth that Mrs. Levy had just bought her.
"Listen to that," Mr. Levy said. "She's really running this place."
"So she's asserting herself. Does that bother you? The teeth have given her a little self-confidence. Of course, you begrudge the woman even that. I'm beginning to understand why she's so insecure. I found out that Gonzalez ignores her all day, makes her feel unwanted in about 100 different ways. Subconsciously, she hates Levy Pants."
"Who doesn't?" said Miss Trixie.
"Sad, sad,"
was all that Mr. Levy answered. Miss Trixie grunted and some air whistled through her lips.
"Now let's cut this out," Mr. Levy said. "I've let you play a lot of ridiculous games around here. This one doesn't even make sense. If you want to open a funeral parlor, I'll set you up. But not in my rumpus room. Now wipe that goo off her face and let me drive her back to town. Let me have some peace while I'm in this house."
"So, you're angry all of a sudden. At least you're having a normal response. That's unusual for you,"